It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Syria has allowed international observers into the country. They come from Syria's neighbors in the Arab League.
And one of the places they're going is a center of violence as Syria's government cracks down on protesters. The city of Homs is an opposition stronghold that's been under siege by the Syrian army.
We don't know what the observers will see, but we're getting our own glimpses through the stories of those trying to help the protesters. Syrian doctors risk their lives to help the wounded. They're supported by a network of smugglers in neighboring Lebanon who get medical equipment in and get the most seriously wounded out. NPR's Deborah Amos reports.
This sparsely furnished apartment in northern Lebanon is the first stop on the medical smuggling route.
This is the warehouse. It's in a bedroom. That's stethoscopes. These are bandages.
Aminoplasma.
Bottles of plasma.
A young Syrian named Mohammed has been running this underground supply line since May. It's a lifeline for the Syrian city of Homs, just 30 miles away. Surrounded by the army under heavy shelling, the wounded are too afraid to go to the state hospitals.
We still need many things that we are not able to secure. X-rays, surgical equipment for bones, surgeries, anesthesia.
Are you saving lives, do you think?
No,
it's an attempt to save lives. Some we are able to save, others we are not.
Mohammed makes arrangements with a trusted crew of smugglers. The boxes are broken down into smaller packages for the hazardous journey, in trucks, motorcycles, even donkeys, on border crossings that are heavily mined and patrolled.
Which road, where he will drop it, what they need, what is the shortage, what they need to send from here.
And do you do that every day?
Every day.
This everyday traffic goes both ways. The makeshift clinics inside Syria can only do so much, stop the bleeding and some of the pain. The more seriously wounded, often with multiple gunshot wounds, are smuggled into Lebanon.
This is one office of the underground clinics on the border between Lebanon and Syria. We can't say where we are. We can't even tell you the doctor's name. He says his wife doesn't even know that he's doing this. But when there are wounded on the Syrian side, he gets the first call.
This Lebanese doctor says it's his duty to help.
I go to the border, I meet with the wounded person, I conduct basic first aid.
Treatment is often in the back of his car until he can drive to his clinic for more intensive care. In this Lebanese farming community, families open their homes to Syrians who need long-term recovery.
These are Syrians here?
A spare room serves as a hospital room for 30-year-old Rabih al-Zain. His shattered leg is wrapped in bandages. Syrian security police opened fire on demonstrations, he says, in his village near Homs. When he tried to help the wounded, he was shot repeatedly in the leg. In a nearby farmhouse, a 19-year-old Syrian army deserter props himself up on a pillow when visitors arrive. He stepped on a mine on the border a few weeks ago and lost his leg below the knee. I never got the chance to fight. I didn't have any weapons, he says. The state hospital in his Syrian village has been turned into a military barracks, he says, adding, they would have killed me if I'd gone there for help. His mother weeps when she hears him talk about the explosion that severed his leg. She crossed the border as soon as she heard he was in Lebanon. I'm afraid, she says softly. I have 9 children. We're under a lot of pressure. I still have family inside. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Beirut.